Empire in Black and Gold by Adrian Tchaikovsky. Read by Ben Allen. Book 1 of The Shadows of the Apt. Chapter 1. After Stenwald picked up the telescope for the 9th time, Marius said, "You will know first from the sound." The burly man stopped and peered down at him, telescope still half poised. From their third-story retreat, the city walls were a mass of black and red, the defenders hurrying into place atop the ramparts and about the gates.
"How do you mean, the sound?"
Marius, sitting on the floor with his back to the wall, looked up at him.
"What you hear now is men braving themselves for a fight. When it starts, they will be quiet, just for a moment. They will brace themselves. Then it will be a different kind of noise."
It was a long speech for him. Even from here, Stenwald could hear a constant murmur from the gates. He lowered the telescope reluctantly.
"There'll be a great almighty noise when they come in, if all goes according to plan."
Marius shrugged. "Then listen for that." Below, there was a quick patter of feet as someone ascended the stairs. Stenwald twitched, but Marius remarked simply, "Tizimon," and went back to staring at nothing. In the room beneath them, there were 9 men and women dressed in the same chain hauberk and helm that Marius wore, and looking enough like him to be family. Stenwald knew their minds were meshed together, touching each other's and touching Marius too, thoughts passing freely back and forth between them. He could not imagine how it must be for them. Tizimon burst in, tall and pale, with thunder in his expression. Even as Stenwald opened his mouth, he snapped out,
"No sign. She's not come."
"Well, there are always—" Stenwald started, but the tall man cut him off.
"I cannot think of any reason why she wouldn't come except one," Tizimon spat.
Seldom, so very seldom, had Stenwald seen this man angry, and whenever he had been, there was always blood. Tizimon was Mantis Kindan, whose people had, when time was young, been the most deadly killers of the lowlands. Even though their time of greatness had passed, they were still not to be toyed with. They were matchless, whether in single duel or a skirmish of swords, and Tizimon was a master, the deadliest fighter Stenwald had ever known.
"She has betrayed us," Tizimon stated simply.
Abruptly, all expression was gone from his angular features, but that was only because it had fled inwards.
"Reasons," Stenwald said, wishing to defend his absent friend and yet not turn the duelist's anger against himself.
The man's cold, hating eyes locked onto him even so. Tizimon had taken up no weapon, but his hands alone and the spurs of naked bone that lanced outward from his forearms were quite enough to take Stenwald apart, and with time to spare.
"Tizimon," Stenwald said. "You don't know."
"Listen," said Marius suddenly.
And when Stenwald listened, in that very instant there was no more murmur audible from the gates. And then it came, reaching them across the rooftops of Mina, the cry of 1,000 throats. The assault had begun. It was enough to shout down even Tizimon's wrath. Stenwald fumbled with the telescope, then stumbled to the window, nearly losing the instrument over the sill. When he had the glass back to his eye, his hands were shaking so much that he could not keep it steady. The lens's view danced across the gatehouse and the wall, then finally settled. He saw the black and red armour of the army of Mina, men aiming crossbows or winching artillery around. He saw ballista and grapeshot throwers wheel crazily through the arc of the telescope's eye, discharging their burdens. There was black and gold now amongst the